For this week's moment, I wanted to re-record actually a little story from one of my earlier episodes. Usually for these moments, I go back so that you don't have to some of the earliest episodes. And obviously you're entitled to go back, but we are approaching the 100th episode. And I realize there is a lot of content to get through to find what you really want. When I went back to the episode that I was going to edit and find the best bits from, looking back at what was one of my very first episodes, it's not the best. And even the storytelling within it is a little bit sketchy. And I feel like I can do a much better job for you now. So today's moment is still a moment from a previous episode, but I'm going to retell you the story, say it with a bit more confidence now, having 2 years of podcasting under my belt, and to really hit home with the message that I was trying to get to. Today's moment is all about the element of when you have to deal with someone not replying. This is usually after somebody has given you attention in some way. Actually, you've been getting along well enough. And in my instance, I had this experience when I was dating quite a lot. And at the time, when I go back 2 years ago, I would have only been about a year or so into dating at most, bearing in mind that my divorce was 3.5 years ago. So I was dipping my toe in, and I made not mistakes, because I think they're part of the process. I think no matter what you listen to from me here or from anybody else, you will act differently despite what you know in your brain when you are in the situation, because at that point you're dealing with your emotions, you're dealing with the way it makes you feel, you're dealing with your interpretation of how you're looking at the way that they act towards you and what it means when they don't reply. And this can be heightened by the additional element of, I just want someone to reply and I just want to find someone. That level of desire and want, and to some degree desperation, to find somebody that's actually going to show up and not just show up for a week. And it's really difficult to find the balance of what to do when you don't get a reply. As I say, I think you will always respond, and you should to some degree respond partially on the feeling that you have, but learning how to address that most appropriately to you. So as someone that now has a clear idea of what it means to have an anxious attachment style, there are times where I have to give a bit more time for a response, because I am jumping to significant conclusions if I am not careful. And this doesn't disappear when I'm in a relationship. It actually continues just so at times. I still have the security of the relationship, but that doesn't mean that that doesn't sometimes come in as panic and worry. So there's a balance there for anyone that has an anxious attachment style to bear that in mind when they're then thinking about, when do you worry about not getting a response? But often this is when something's been going well and there has been a level of consistency. So maybe you've been messaging daily on an evening. Maybe there's been a morning message and then there's been an exchange later in the day, voice notes, whatever it might be. And my story goes back to that kind of time 2 years ago, not long after the podcast episode would have been recorded, I imagine. And I was speaking to two people at a time. But really, we're focusing on just the tail of one. And I'd been getting on with both of them. And you just kind of were finding the lay of the land with each of them. And there was this one person who I'd had a video call with. We were consistently talking and it seemed like a good vibe. And all of a sudden one day, they just stopped messaging in the same way. I had sent a normal message that continued our conversation the way it had done for a week or so. Not long, might I add. This is important. And it stopped. And I could see that it had been ignored, that it had been looked at, read, or that they were online and it wasn't being given any acknowledgement. And that's, to me, is one of the most infuriating elements of when you are dealing with a non-response, because you know it's being looked at. But more importantly, this wasn't consistent action. This was now a change. In this instance, I could leave it and walk away. That is always an option. I'm still, though, not one for leaving things unsaid or unturned. Now, if someone doesn't want to respond to me, that's entirely down to them. However, I'm going to have encouraged the opportunity to be open, because that's what I would expect. And I would like to, in general, share what I'm thinking and feeling, even if that means letting the other person down, which is harsh. And it's not harsh. I take that back. It's hard. It can feel harsh, but you're doing somebody a favor by telling them that you're not interested, even though in the moment it hurts. A long time, it's so much better for them. And therefore, on the receiving end, you have to appreciate when someone says to you, look, it's not for me, for whatever reason. And it is generally more about them than you. Slash, you have to remember that people are looking for people to spend time with, whether that's short term or long term. And it's got to be the right fit for them. And if you just don't get the right vibe, you don't get the right vibe. That doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, but that is what we do when we experience rejection. We think there's something wrong with us. So when I had been left on this message, I had then followed up with a second message. Oh gosh, the double text. Sometimes we might be afraid of double texting, but I'm not going to let this lie. I said, hey, looks like there's been a bit of a change. What's going on? And then I got a message back that said, oh, hey, no, I'm not ignoring you. It's just that my ex got in touch with me yesterday, the day before, something like that. And it's something that I want to explore. And I said, oh, no worries. No, we're only a week or so in. This is not a big deal. Like, bit like, oh, that's a shame because we were getting along. But if people have opportunities come up in their life that they didn't realise was going to happen, then so be it. That's what happens. However, in that message, it had implied that it wasn't a definitive thing. It was an exploration and it wasn't confirmed what we would do, if that meant cutting off or if that meant still talking, whatever it might be. So I followed up, had asked that question to get the clarity, something I had learned early on in my process and consuming content from Matthew Hussey of it's your job to basically get clarity on situations. And at that point, that was when they didn't reply even further. And I mean, they were online, quite clearly able to see that message. And it would have taken all of 2 seconds to just go, no, it's been really nice to chat, but I'm going to focus my attention there. All the best. Which is exactly what I then followed up with, which was after having been ignored a little bit longer, I said, look, quite clearly, you're not interested in replying. And that's what I would expect. Communication from somebody. It's been lovely to talk. All the best for the future. Hope it all goes well. And after that, I didn't hear anything at all. And in that moment, I wasn't fussed because part of the dating process, if you do it effectively, is to make sure you don't invest in someone too early on. I hadn't disconnected myself from other people yet. I was talking to lots of other people. So therefore, I just continued on the apps, talking to some other people. It wasn't a problem. And that's a lovely technique to use because then you don't feel like you've got all your eggs in one basket. Lo and behold, a week later, however, I then received a message from this person. I was in such confusion. I don't know if you've ever had this. I've had this more recently, even just the other week now, getting random messages from people like, hey, I'm like, you're stored in my phone under name plus Hinge plus some little emoji. Like, what is this? Why are you reaching out? And if I'm not replying to you, there's a reason why you're in my archived WhatsApp. So always a bit odd. I mean, so a week later is not too bad. In this instance, they had sent a voice note and they were coughing and spluttering in the background. And they were explaining that they had very much been in hospital, had COVID. And yes, they had reevaluated things. Now, part of me at the time felt incredibly stupid for not being more open to, you know, life happening. A little bit guilty in the sense of like pushing forwards and pushing for an answer. You can look back at it and you can see it from both sides. You can go, look, they were incredibly ill. They were never going to message you to clarify. At the same time, if you're incredibly ill to some degree or worsening, you could have just said, look, I'm so ill. Not something I can talk about. I'll catch up with you, or no, I'm going to leave it here. That's what's best. It doesn't matter either way what you believe or what you see of that moment now, but it felt funny at the time in some ways, because that's one of those extreme things where you're like, oh my God, have they died? And whilst that person had not passed away, it was very close to, you know, they were in hospital, hospitalized, not doing well, and had been in for a fair few days. I don't know which day he went in. Was it the day that he'd sent the first message and then ignored again, or was it a few days later? Who knows? I didn't go into the detail of it, just said, oh, hope you feel better soon, etc. I think I look back and I still go that I made the right decisions. Whilst at the time I felt a little bit silly, part of me goes, but I was able to take control of a situation that seemed to be going in the opposite direction anyway. When I look back objectively now, they didn't reply the first time and it had to take me to ask to get any clarity. And then the second time that they didn't then answer the question, you know, even if there was a circumstance, I feel that I did what I needed to do to protect myself. It's one of those where some people would go, oh, but you've got to give the benefit of the doubt, you know, something happened to them. I feel like in most cases, excuses generally are less acceptable, and there will always be a case, and you've got to be able to make the judgment call if it's a one-off and it is a reasonable thing, an excuse, you know, if something's come up that meant they can't message you or talk, then so be it. But then how long do they leave it? How long before they do get back in touch? And how consistent is this making excuses? How often do you want to be dealing with excuses? So when you're being left on read, think about how you want to be treated long term, overall. Is this something that you could accept all of the time? Or is it better for you to be a little bit bold, be head on, and get some clarity on what the hell is going on in this situation? It is stressful when you're experiencing not getting a response. But you have the power to allow or not allow what goes on in your life. And hey, if it turns out that something drastic happened, and I actually had, now I think about it, there was another person that just, yes, I think I kind of stopped messaging. I just didn't make the effort to continue the conversation anymore because I noticed that they weren't that fussed, weren't that proactive. 6 months later, they messaged and I thought, okay, this is odd. I'm not interested in, but I'll be polite. They said, hey, how are you? And I said, hey, I'm good, thanks. How are you? And they gave me this whole spiel about a car accident and recovery. It may be true. I believe it probably is true. Does that give excuse to not talking to me for 6 months and just giving an explanation? No. That's how I feel about that scenario. And it is about how we allow people to treat us. So if you don't want to have people doing that consistently and feeling the emotion from it, then don't let it happen. They continue to ask a few questions, and that was where it ended. I didn't then suddenly become proactively involved or interested in them again. That was it. And since then, I haven't heard from them. So, you know, I could have held them accountable. I could have said, where did you go? What's happened? Didn't hear from you. I wasn't even that bothered anymore because I had made the decision that I wasn't going to accept behaviour like that. And that someone that demonstrated that so early on in, this person was only kind of 2 weeks in, that it was only going to pave the way for what was to come. If you aren't getting a response, take it easy. Focus on other things in your life. Allow for these people to go out, because someone that's been around for 1, 2, 3 weeks is not the end of the world to disappear again. You were fine before you met them. You will be fine after they're out of your life again. And if it means having to ask a question that feels a little bit uncomfortable or kind of brings something to the forefront that you think, oh, but what if that means that they don't want to talk to me because I'm asking and asking for clarity? Yeah, but what's the opposite? What happens if you don't? Do you want to be left on read all the time? Do you want to be ignored? Do you want to be guessing and making up excuses for them? And that is my summary of my little moment there. A little bit more in detail, a little bit more comprehensive, and a slightly longer moment because I have chatted away as ever. But as a little moment for this week, a little bit better than the original, I would say, let me know your thoughts on how to deal with non-responses. I think this all depends on communication style, what your preferences are. I like to talk regularly, so being left, communication's really heavy for me in terms of that attachment style too. I know it's there, that anxiety comes in. So I'm going to look for someone that can follow up in those moments and doesn't just shut down and focus only on what's going on in their lives. But remember that there's other people involved too.